Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends. Words are powerful, aren't they? Wounds caused by words spoken in anger can take a long time to heal, especially if those angry words were spoken by someone whom you loved, you trusted, and they claimed to love you. Words can also be healing and helpful, can't they? Come, let's return to breakfast on the shoreline of the Sea of Galilee with the resurrected Jesus Christ and seven of his disciples. Jesus and Peter are having a very powerful conversation, and we began eavesdropping yesterday. Their words are carefully chosen because there is some deep relationship healing work needed between the two of them. Peter and Jesus obviously had developed a very special relationship during the nearly 3 years since Jesus had been walking along this very same beach and invited Peter to leave his fishing nets and follow Jesus. Mark chapter 1. The decision Peter made that day and his actions to set down his fishing nets to follow Jesus resulted in a relationship with Jesus that had been changing Peter's life. But then suddenly everything was abruptly shattered by Peter when Peter boldly, loudly denied that he even knew Jesus, not once, but three times. This tragic event had happened just after Jesus and Peter and the other disciples had experienced the wonderful, most memorable Passover meal together in the upper room, and then sometime in the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus had asked Peter and the other disciples to pray for him, Matthew 26. Jesus was in great turmoil. Jesus had identified Judas as his betrayer, and Judas had abruptly left the upper room. Jesus had warned Peter he would deny Jesus, but of course, Peter rejected that notion outright. Jesus had told his disciples he would be betrayed, handed over to the Gentiles, flogged, and even killed, but the disciples refused to believe it. Luke 18. Jesus, God the Son, was able to foresee what was ahead of him in his horrific crucifixion, and so Jesus had asked Peter and the other disciples to pray for him in his agony, but they fell asleep. Suddenly, Judas and an armed mob shattered the silence of that garden and came to take Jesus away. Matthew 26. The disciples fled, but John and Peter followed Jesus from a distance, all the way to the high priest's residence, where, as Jesus was being interrogated, Peter three times denied that he had anything to do with Jesus or even knew him. Peter had fled that courtyard weeping, and from that moment to this beach breakfast, Peter had been unwilling to forgive himself for his shameful denial of Jesus. But this remarkable morning, Jesus had miraculously brought fish from all around Lake Galilee directly to their boat and filled their nets, even though Peter and his friends had fished all night and caught nothing. Jesus had prepared breakfast for them and welcomed them with his love. As they sat together eating breakfast, Jesus was giving Peter a chance to restore their relationship. Jesus had chosen his words very carefully. Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? John 21. Yesterday, as we looked carefully at Jesus' words and what they meant, and Peter's response, then Jesus said to Peter, "Feed my lambs." Everyone around the fire knew Peter was a lifelong fisherman. He knew nothing about caring for sheep, but Peter knew Jesus wasn't talking about sheep. Jesus was issuing Peter a love-wrapped invitation to leave Peter's failures, his denials of Jesus at the cross, where Jesus paid for all failure, all sin, and step forward with this new resurrected Jesus and with their relationship reconciled and Peter receiving from Jesus a new commission for his life. Immediately, Peter would have remembered watching Jesus teach them about his being the good shepherd who would lay down his life for his sheep, John 10. Jesus had told his disciples that the people who would believe in him and all he accomplished through his death and resurrection would become like sheep following the good shepherd. Jesus would know them each and all, and they would know his voice. Jesus would give them eternal life. Now, Jesus was inviting Peter to accept his new commissioning as one chosen by Jesus to care for and nurture those who are just beginning their journey with Jesus. Jesus called them my lambs. Oh, what a calling, what a privilege Jesus was entrusting to Peter. Conversation continued around the shoreline fire among the seven disciples having breakfast with Jesus. And then Jesus did it again. Jesus turned to Peter and asked another question. Simon, son of John, do you love me? John 21. Again, Jesus had very carefully selected his words. No comparisons this time, but again calling Peter by his family given name, and again using the agape word for love, which is the deepest, most self-sacrificing love possible. Once again, Peter paused, their eyes fixed on one another. And it was as though suddenly Peter and Jesus were alone, and Peter again looked very deep into his own soul. Was there any chance Peter would fail again in the future? Words are so important. And Peter carefully responded, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." But again, Peter used the phileo word for love, meaning a good friend. I think Peter looked away now with tears in his eyes. Oh, how he longed to be confident he would never again fail Jesus. I wonder if Jesus put his hand on Peter's shoulder and smiled as he said to Peter, "Take care of my sheep." John 21. Jesus had warned these disciples when in the upper room together that Passover evening that there would be very dangerous times ahead after Jesus ascended back to heaven. Persecution would break out against all followers of Jesus, and these disciples in particular would be targeted, and eventually each would pay with their lives for following Jesus, for spreading the wonderful, truthful story of Jesus, and for caring for the followers of Jesus. Peter in this moment had no idea what this request of Jesus would really cost him. But once again, the words Jesus had chosen greatly encouraged Peter to believe he might once again be guided and empowered by God to make a significant difference in his world. Let's pause right here, friends. Oh, there's more to the conversation Jesus and Peter are having, and we'll return here to finish it tomorrow. But for today, have you and Jesus had similar conversations? Are you forgiven of your past sin and restored into a wonderful relationship with Jesus? Have you forgiven yourself and re-engaged your trust with Jesus? Has Jesus called you to a purpose in life which makes a difference in our world? Let's spend some time talking with Jesus about this. And here's a wonderful worship song that invites us to celebrate the life-changing power of Jesus' resurrection.